and you're very welcome to tonight's show with me, Evelyn O'Rourke. And we start tonight with arts news from Alan Corr. And Alan, Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks are to make a U2 film.
Now, that's the spy plane, Evelyn, and not the Dublin band. Spielberg and Hanks are set to work together again for the fourth time, according to Variety magazine. The as-yet-untitled film is set against the backdrop of the famous U2 incident in 1960. That's when a US spy plane was shot down over Soviet Russia and its pilot, Gary Powers, was captured. Hanks is due to play James Donovan, a lawyer sent by the CIA to conduct negotiations with the Soviets for the pilot's release.
Castlepalooza Music and Arts Festival, the lineup there has been announced.
Well, for all those listeners still crying into their alcopops over the cancellation of this year's Oxygen, don't fret. The Castlepalooza Music and Arts Festival at Charleville Castle in County Offaly is going ahead this August bank holiday weekend. The wonderful Griff Rees of Super Furry Animals is playing, as are the most excellent Dublin duo We Cut Corners. They release their second album, Think Nothing, this Friday. Waterford's O Emperor will also be there, and there is a strong contingent of DJs too, including Gillies Peterson, Acid House pioneer Andrew Weatherall, and the much-loved Norman Jay. There are loads more acts playing, so have a look online for full details.
And finally, the real-life Wolf of Wall Street is coming to Ireland.
Jordan Belfort is Dublin-bound. The subject of Martin Scorsese's Mad, Bad and Very Good movie was earning $40 million a year at the age of 26 as a broker before a conviction for securities fraud. But these days, Evelyn, he is that most wondrous of things, a motivational speaker. Belfort is holding a seminar called The Truth Behind the Success of the Real-Life Wolf of Wall Street at Dublin's RDS on May the 27th. And the talk will last 3 hours. And he promises to reveal the formula for success at creating wealth, it says here.
Thanks to Alan Corr. And there's more on RT10, the entertainment network.